Okay, Simon Kofiud. Doing the matzahs, yeah? So get your gimbal. Katzas. You have to be careful not to take the matzah out of the oven as long as it wasn't baked a little bit. That if you would. What? Can you not jerk?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I was putting it.
Anyway, can you, you have to, if you would pull the dough, right? So then if it pulls, like, I hate to say it, but like on a commercial for the pea, for the cheese, for the pizza, right? So you have like the pizza gets pulled, like with the dough. So if it does that, then it's no good, right? If it's not gonna have these little strings being pulled, before that, it's still like dough, because she chutz latana. Once you take it out of the oven, tomorrow it's gonna become chametz right away. So you have to make sure you actually don't take it out, right? You don't pull it out until it's at least baked enough that it's not gonna pull these strands. We got my marda shit too. Gum cane, asura oid lamatzis, and the marda is gonna also become chametz because it's touching chametz. Bimi, and if you're not able to know whether it will or whether it won't, yesh la'achem misafik, and you'll be machem misafik. Achim karmel, but if the top of the face becomes the meaning the face of the dough becomes like crust, then yesh lako, then you could be maker because then you know that it's already a shtickle baked properly. All right, yudale. Roy l'chol yerushimayim shehu ba'atzmai oimun mashkir basiyah sofiyah samatzis shaloi. It's roy for every yerushimayim to go bake matzahs, to stand watch. And to do it bezuzah v'hashkacha, and that's what they do also bezmanenu. Right, that's when you get into that. Everybody goes to bake matzahs. You're going to bake matzahs, so you're just watching over it. The people that are baking the matzahs know how to bake the matzah 1,000 times better than any of us. I don't know. I and my family, we don't traditionally. We did not go to the matzahs, but this is based on a rush that it is better to go to bake matzahs yourself. Fine. The matzahs that you want to be yaitzu with them in the 2 first nights, nikras matzahs mitzvah, those are called matzahs mitzvah. Since they're matzahs mitzvah, so you need to make sure that they're done with the proper kavanah. The isha basir beishana v'yemecha could also be done by a woman 12 years old. V'chol asiyas yomer ha'isa l'shem matzahs mitzvah. You should say it l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Afilu b'shivas ha'mayim, even when you're drawing the water for the matzahs, you're supposed to say l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Now, this is only for the matzah of the first 2 nights. All the rest of the matzah, you don't have to. So if you would make a run of matzahs that you know were not going to be used for the first 2 nights, then you don't have to worry about all these kavanas and all this l'shem,
It's
etc.
just the three matzahs in the Seder plate, or it's all the matzahs you're going to use for the, like,
No,
that you're
just the
giving out to all
matzahs
your
that you,
family?
no, well, whichever anybody's going to be yaitza with.
Okay.
Meaning whatever they're going to be yaitza with. Right? Yeah. So, but the rest of the matzah you're eating during the meal, that's not a problem. All right. Fine. All the dinim that we said, that goes according to our minhag, that you bake everything before Pesach. But where you have to bake even on Pesach, then there's a lot of different chumras. Like the Chassidim, they're very into baking matzahs. You need a lot of zehirus because there's no margin of error, right? If you bake the matzahs, and they become chametz. You got yourself a problem, which is why we don't bake matzahs on Pesach, and really on Erev Pesach not either. But the Chassidim do it. That's a thing. They hold them. It's a big thing. Fine. Simen kuf yud aleph hilchos b'tikas u'bitul chametz. The halachas of b'tikas u'bitul chametz. Uboi yud zayin sifim. Fine. B'layla shofnei Erev Pesach. The night before Erev Pesach. B'tikas u'bitul chametz. You do b'tikas chametz. V'chayavan libdak miyad b'tchilas halayla. And you have to do b'tikas beginning of immediately beginning of the night. V'osu lahas v'lechol. And you're not even allowed to eat eating. You're not allowed to eat supper. Oy lasa shum melacha chatzi shah. To do any malacha a half an hour before Laila. Phase. Ain't boit gan ele b'ner shel shava yechidi. The bedika is only done with one candle. But like kluim mishum dahavi kavugan, it can't be what do you say, kluim, it can't be braided like a havdalah candle, because then that is like a torch. And a torch is too, it's too, there's too much light coming from a torch. Right? Because it's not gonna, well, it's also, you're not gonna get into the cracks. It's, you have to be able to look into the cracks of all the house. So, mainly, you're not gonna be able to do that with a torch. B'shas HaTchak, Shein Ner Shel Shava, B'shas HaTchak, where you don't have a Ner Shel Shava, Yivdek B'Ner Shel Chelev, then you use a Ner made out of fats. Right? Yeah, now why can't you use the one of fats in the first place? Because what a candle made out of fats is treif. So afraid that you're gonna be buying the chametz where it's treif, so that where you're using something treif near your kosher food and kosher dishes, so then you might not do b'dikas chametz properly. Gimel, buy the kol hadarim sheyesh lachos shemayim v'nisu behem chametz. You have to be buy the all the rooms that were choshes that you might bring in chametz. Afilu ha martoifim va'aliyos v'chanuyos the base eitz, and the storage houses and the wine cellars and the attics and the stores and the woodsheds. Kol sheyesh lachos shem echnisu shom chametz tzrichim levatu. Wherever you're concerned that you're going to bring in chametz, you need to be baidik. V'chein tzrichim livda kol ha'kelim shem afzikim en chametz. You need to be baidik. All kelim that have chametz, for kelim a bedika you have to hatev kolam a koymes, and before the bedika you have to sweep out, and you have to clean all the koymes. We knock away some, we call chametz money, and knock away the acher kach lifdei, so you could check it after. What he says is that you bedika chametz, you first have to clean your house, and then you could do bedika chametz. And it's anywhere that you can possibly have chametz, you have to check for chametz. So if you have a, let's say, an elderly couple or a couple that doesn't have kids yet, whatever it is, and they know they never bring chametz into their bedroom or the upstairs, let's say, so then they don't have to be buying the chametz there. But in any house that has kids, the place can say that we have to be choshed that there's chametz anywhere. All right, fine. Dalit. Refes shabakar. So a refes of bakar, shenaisim shama tvu lebehemus lechol. So that's like a corral or a place with animals, and that they put grain there for the animals to eat. V'chein lul shel tarnagolim shenaisim lem sham tvu, and where they put the tarnagolim, they put the tvu there. Einon tzrichin b'dika, you don't need to check there. Why? Ki shem alein esamtzu klal tvu, because maybe the grain never became chametz, because maybe it didn't touch liquid. V'im timtzu lemon esamtzu, and even you're going to say it did become chametz. Shem yachlu hakol v'lo yisheru klum. Maybe the animals ate everything and they didn't even leave anything over, so it's a svek sveka. But if you already put grain that was already chametz, shein kana l'safek echad, so only have one safek, shema achlo akol, maybe he ate everything, ain samchan al zeh, then you're not samech on that, utzrichen b'tika, and then it requires b'tika. Hey, tzrichen livdek b'chalam akamis stuck in koma shef, you have to check in all the cracks and the crevices, whatever you can do. And also the pockets of Yivagadim and of the children. I'm going to show the poem. Nice in the ham, chametz. That sometimes you put chametz in there. Tzrich and bedika, you need bedika. The anarim hated lamachar b'shasa beer, and then you have to shake them out the next day during beer. So really, you have to go in any. Well, if you're gonna, really, you have to do all the pockets of all your clothing. even the ones that you're not going to wear. So, but if you sell the clothing, then you don't need to do that. All right. But nowadays, many people are saying that the reason why they don't check the pockets is because we launder our clothing with detergent or goes to the dry cleaners, and that will make even any sort of crumbs that are inside not edible. So therefore, that's what those that don't check the pockets are saying. The rooms that you sell to the guy with the chametz. Kivan, Shane Marfan Adlamacher, since they're not sold until the next day, in came Khala Badalachiabadika, then it's Khala and Yuachibadika, the Chayav the Batkam and Yuchayav to do the Badika. That's there's a big tumult here. Right? This is why some people are machmer to do Badika to sell their chametz Yud Gimel as opposed to Yud Dalet. Because the kids of Shulchan Aruch are saying, well, comes Erev Pesach by night, right? And you have to check your whole house. Oh, there's rooms that you plan on selling to the guy, but that's not taking place until tomorrow, right? Let's say you don't find the guy, right? Or let's say the guy, whatever it is, then and now you have all these rooms, you have to be by the chametz. So Memela, you have to be by the chametz in those places even at night. That's what even though you plan on selling it tomorrow. That's what the kids of Shulchan Aruch passes. Many others disagree and say, no, since your kavanah is to sell it to a guy, there's no reason for you to check it the night before. So some say to get out of it, well, sell it to the guy, Yud Gimel, during the day. And like this, it's already the guy's when it comes time to do, when it comes time to do, the Bedikas Chametz is already in the guy's Rishus. So that's why there are those that are machmer to sell on Yud Gimel. Right? And that's the way the Mishnah Paskins, but what? Somebody says something?
I was gonna say, you're allowed to use a flashlight instead of a candle?
Yes, you are allowed to use a flashlight instead of a candle. The question is to make a bracha on it. So the best thing to do is to start with a candle, make a bracha on the candle, and then blow it out, and then switch to a thing. Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll stop over there.
You have to use the spoon that they give you also?
You have to use the spoon and the feather. I don't know. I don't think I ever used it in my life. But yeah,
Why not? I get sent in the mail. Why not use it?
because I'm not a big donor like you, so
Not
I
a big
don't.
donor either. I give $18, but they send me
Okay,
one
well,
every
I
year.
guess I don't even give them
I
$18,
already
so I don't
got
get
one
it.
this year. I got it yesterday in the mail.
Okay, well, you're a step ahead of me because I don't get
Was
it.
so excited to get my feather and spoon.
It doesn't come with a candle, also.
Yeah, of course it does, but a candle is not so exciting. The feather and the spoon, that's exciting.
I hear. Maybe I'll
Yeah.
take a feather out of my hat if I
It's
really
only
want.
meant to burn
You
for
know,
the
you
burning.
save every year, you'll have a whole set of it.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. Then maybe I could sell it, make some money.
Valuable. It's very valuable now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Whatever.